News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
3106 at a cost of 30 cents if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106. And you may need those numbers if you are an employer or running a small business, because you're facing down the barrel of new pay transparency laws that it seems a lot of small businesses think are going to be an unnecessary burden. With us is Melanie Crowley, who is the head of employment law and benefits with Mason, Hayes and Curran, to give us a sense of what the laws will mean and how to navigate around them. So in essence, what this requires, Melanie, is that employers will have to state pay ranges for jobs and will have to state average pay for men and women. Is that it?
There's a little bit more to it than that. Employers are going to have to do certain things in relation to applicants. So advertise, be clear in advertisements what the pay or the pay range is for the role. Employers are now prohibited from using gendered descriptions. So there'll be no more lollipop ladies and there'll be no more postmen. But then when it gets
Were there still gendered descriptions in
chairman, postman, lollipop lady?
Is chairman not just an innate noun at this point?
Well, let's see how this all pans out. But you'd be surprised what people pick holes in when they're annoyed about something. So then when it gets into employment, employees are entitled to transparent, as the title suggests, information about pay progression, and their own pay as compared to others, other males or females within their own category of workers. That's where the issue is. What's a category of a worker? Because it's about equal pay and it's about equal work and work of equal value.
Now, I can see this if you're running an organisation that has a couple of thousand people in it, but if you're a small business, and the vast majority of businesses in Ireland are small micro enterprises, how will all this apply?
I think it's going to be enormously difficult, not just for small employers, but also for very large employers. Because if you've got one manager in one section doing one thing, is his or her work of equal value to a manager in another section of the organisation doing another thing? If you take a law firm, for example, is the work that an associate in the data privacy team doing the same as work?
Yeah, dead easy compared to employment law.
I agree. So do the associates on my team.
So in that context, though, presumably the reverse of that is that the aspiration is that it would be good for the employee, because it puts them in a position where no longer can their salary be suppressed because they're willing to accept it. They'll be able to sniff around and find out what are other people getting and should I be getting more than I currently am.
Yes, I agree. But I also look at organisations that are good employers, that have employees that have been there for 20, 30, 40 years, who get small pay increments every year. And I've seen it thousands of times where you've got somebody who's been employed for 20, 30, 40 years. I'm thinking about, you know, doormen in hotels that are part of the institution and the fabric. Thank you, Anton. Door people in hotels. And they're paid probably more than the value of their work. But at the same time, if another person comes in who's more junior and they're paid minimum wage for the same work, I think those kinds of issues are going to cause huge problems for employers.
What about the gender nature of it then? Because in theory, this transparency should help to deal with the gender gap. But I assume there are some organisations which are intrinsically gendered. You look at construction versus nursing as a case in point. How do you deal with those demographic skews? Does the legislation allow for that?
No, it doesn't. I'm less concerned about that because we've had pay equality since the 70s. We've had gender pay gap reporting since 2022.
We've had pay equality in a given role, but that doesn't necessitate that the employer gives an equal amount of the high paying roles to women as it does to men.
True.
And is this legislation not meant to at least further that cause slightly through transparency?
I think what this legislation will do is make it easier for complainants, because they'll be able to get the information much quicker. So I might think that the bloke sitting next to me is paid more than me, but it's very difficult to get that information. But when this directive is passed into law in Ireland and in all of the rest of the European countries, that information will be much more readily accessible, and the burden of proof shifts actually when the in, directive is implemented onto the employer to prove that there's no discrimination.
Now, go back to the disparity between small companies and large companies. If I am a big company, I have HR business partners throughout the company that I call in and I say, lads, get me whatever policies will keep me out of the Labour Relations Commission on this. If I'm a small company, this is a big administrative burden and a big risk, I would have thought.
Yes. Huge amount of work, not just for HR practitioners, but for finance people as well, because that's where the granular detail is. But again, for big organisations, it's about looking at the categories of work and determining whose work is of equal value. And there's a lot of work in that too. So I wouldn't be overly dismissive of the amount of work for bigger organisations, even though I appreciate they have much larger resources.
Lastly, what about this provision that is being taken to mean that no longer will employers be able to say to employees, shh, don't tell anybody what you're paid because it'll cause fights?
I'm not sure a lot of the narrative around that is correct. So the directive does say that an employer won't be able to prohibit an employees talking about their salaries and broader remuneration packages, but only in relation to a claim for equal pay. So an employee can still be prevented from disclosing their salary or discussing their salary in their package for reasons other than equal pay associated reasons. So for pure badness, for nosiness, for going to a competitor.
For a bit of a gloat.
Yeah.
When is all of this likely to be transposed into Irish law? Do we know at this point?
It should have been imposed or transposed by the 7th of June. The government have said that's not going to happen. What they have indicated is that there'll be a phased implementation. So the parts of the directive that relate to applicants for roles, so the piece about the advertisements and not asking employees, applicants their salaries, that will come in first and then the rest of it will come afterwards.
Well, if you are an employer or an employee and you have a view, 53106 at a cost of 30 cent or 087 1400 106. Melanie, thank you very much. That was Melanie Crowley, who is Head of Employment Law and Benefits in Mason, Hayes and Curran.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.